Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thanks for that introduction, and welcome back, guys, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. And today we have an amazing show prepared for you. Just like all the past shows, we are going to be mixing it up with business and fashion. Let me just kind of preview just a little bit what we're going to be doing. Today, we will be talking with Dennis with the Style Tip of the Week. It's summertime, it's hot, and guys want a way to separate themselves from the pack. And we're going to talk about going sockless or using no-show socks and why it's advantageous to do so, especially in these summer months, because it can really step up your loafer game and take your style to the next level. You're going to want to stay tuned so you can find out all the tips and tricks to make it look like you're an absolute pro. Also, joined by a special guest, somebody who has developed an app. If you're like me, you're somebody who wants to give back, but sometimes it's hard to give to a charity. Jason from Bestow App has found a way to make this so easy. What you can actually do is round up your spare change and have that donate to a charity of your choice. And don't worry, the charity of your choice most likely is covered by these guys. You're going to find out why when we get into it, how we came up with this idea, and how you can even use it as a fundraiser for your local charity of choice. I really think you're going to enjoy this. You will be inspired by his spirit of entrepreneurship. And also, don't forget, we're talking fashion, so I think you'll like that as well. Guys, let's get ready for another action-packed episode of The Life of a Gentleman. Starts right now.
Hey, guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the Style Tip of the Week. Hey, Dennis, bring the heat.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode on Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm here, Dennis Styles, and I'll be doing another episode of Style Tip of the Week with my co-host, Richard Taylor. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to talk about fashion with you. We always have a lot of fun. Let's get into it.
All right, we've been doing a lot of fun topics when it comes to fashion. So I figured, you know what? Let's stick in that same parameter and talk about sockless, either going sockless or no-show socks as far as your summer wardrobe. It's an important thing. So you have two options there that guys could, you know, tackle. What are some of your favorite socks as far as no show or sockless? Which one do you prefer, Rich?
You know, honestly, I prefer just sockless. No-show socks are great. I've manufactured a few. There's a couple great brands out there that you can check out. But everybody's different. And I know everybody can't pull off the whole no-sock thing. People's body chemistry is different. The sweat is different from person to person. But me personally, I don't need socks in the summertime. My shoes are totally comfortable, so I'm good like that.
I totally agree. I think I tried it. You know what? I've been having a lot of problems there with the no-show socks. They slip off. Too much of it shows, and it kind of ruins the whole look compared to just going sockless. Now, I understand guys like to have a little protection there between the shoes. Especially if, you know, you get sweaty down there and, you know, uncomfortable. Is that something that you have an issue with, Richie?
Well, my issue is like yours. You know, one of those companies, Cooper and Gin, we had them on the podcast before. They have good no-show socks, but you're right. The way that the shoes are cut now, a lot of times the sock shows, and even if it's showing a little bit, I don't want it. You know, I don't want the socks showing at all. And a lot of times when it's super low profile, no-show socks, they slip off and it just becomes more of an irritation. So I'm in the camp where, you know, I don't need socks. You get a cleaner look and it's comfortable. I mean, some people say they can't do it, but you see ladies do it all the time. They don't have any problems with it. So I just dived in and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try this without the socks. There's different things you can do to make it a little bit better for yourself. But I think we'll get to that in a minute with some of the tips. But the worst thing that can happen is having some of that no-show sock actually show when you're trying to wear some really cool loafers.
You know what, Rich? You're totally correct, man. Ladies know how to wear these loafers without the socks, and they're always comfortable. Now, let's talk about an issue with no-show socks that I think I came across, and a lot of clients that I work with also have an issue with this. They're so light to the point where, what's the point in wearing them? They're super lightweight. I mean, it's like, you don't even feel that they're on, Rich.
No, and you know what? My thing is, the guys in Europe really don't wear them that much, and so I'm just taking my cues from them. If they don't need them, the ladies don't need them, I don't need them. And for the guys that are extremely sweaty, okay, well, maybe you need them. You know, there are those exceptions to every rule, but there are some things you can do if you do sweat a lot. And you know, I'm just gonna throw this out there, you can use a little bit of baby powder in the bottom of your shoe. That will help with the absorption and also, you know, cut down on the slipping.
Right.
Yeah, there's foot sprays you can use. So there's a lot of different things you can do. Yeah, but you know what? Myself personally, I slip right in. If the shoe is uncomfortable, it's probably, that's really the issue. You need a better shoe. You know, you need a more comfortable shoe. Be more selective in the shoes that you're picking out, especially with loafers. You want to have them comfortable. If you have shoes that hurt your feet, that is not the shoe for you. You need to check out a new brand.
Now, I think what Rich is talking about, guys, is you need to have better sole and shoe. I mean, if the shoe is uncomfortable, but you kind of like the style, it happens, you know. You see a shoe that, man, this shoe is amazing. But, you know, put it on, it's not comfortable. Add a shoe to it. Take it to a specialist, shoe specialist. Have it add more cushion to it. That way you can actually wear it with no shoe socks. I mean, no socks, I know, actually. And be comfortable.
Yeah, and a lot of times, guys have to just face it. It comes down to price a little bit, too. The cheaper the shoe, generally, the less comfortable it's gonna be. I mean, if you try to get a $40 pair of loafers, they're not gonna fit the same as something that's gonna cost you quite a bit more. So you gotta remember, shoes are an investment. They're gonna last you a long time, especially seasonal loafers. You can wear them summer after summer. Make the right choice, get the right shoe. Try it without the sock. I think it's going to be comfortable, more comfortable than really what you've even imagined.
Yeah, Rich is right on the money with that. I think with shoes, like we talked before, you guys spend a little bit of money, not a lot of money. It could be somewhere in the 75 to 100, 150 range. You get yourself a nice pair of shoes. It's all about brands, you know. If you find a brand there that you're comfortable in wearing, stick to it. To have a variety of selections for you to buy.
Yeah, absolutely correct. You know, that brand, remember Mark Nolan was on the show, the brand out of Chicago, and I have a couple of their loafers, wore those sockless and totally comfortable. Took me about, I did break in one of the pair of loafers, and that's another tip. Break them in before you go out for the first time. I wore them around the house, brand new out the box. I wore them for about an hour, just walked around, did some errands, did some chores, and totally were broken in that fast. And it's actually easier to break them in with your socks off.
Yeah, totally agree. Now, listen, guys, I know it's not going to be for everybody, so if you want to stick to the no-show socks, that's fine. Just make sure they're cut a little bit lower, and hopefully you can get away with them. You know, it works for some people, it doesn't work for others.
Yeah, 100%. Now, Dennis, talk about the style of why you want to even wear the no-show socks or go with the sockless look. Why is that such a good look for the summertime?
Well, number one, a lot of the time, you know, us guys, we don't like to, you know, our pants can't be too long. So we like to, you know, have a little space in between as far as length. Kind of gives it that, you know, Italian look and modern look. And I think what it also does, too, when you don't wear a sock, it kind of emphasizes, you could actually wear a light. Like, for example, if you're wearing white trousers or even the bold color trousers, just picture that with no socks, man. Compare the socks. It just doesn't work. It's better if you go sockless with a lot of these summer pants.
Yeah, it's the length of the pants. You know, with the shorter pants, it looks a whole lot better when you have the no socks.
Yeah.
With the socks, you end up looking like Michael Jackson from Beat It.
I mean, exactly, man. Like, it's such a smooth look, and I'm a big fan of it, man. So that's why I kind of, you know, stayed a little bit away from the no-show socks. I know we had a great brand before, Cooper and Yen, and they have some amazing socks there, local socks, but after you wash them and all, it's just, they're not the same, Rich. So I think I'm going to go with the no socks at all.
No, 100%, 100%. Especially, you know, walking around and you're on the coast, you know, who knows what the day's gonna bring. You go to a park and you can slip them off and kind of air your feet out. You know, it's not as bad as people think. And the reason I'm saying it that way is because there's a lot of guys out there, I can hear them now in their head saying, man, no socks, man, my feet are going to be all tore up. But that's not going to happen. Me and Dennis are vouching for it. But if you do have to wear the no-show socks, like we said, go on and wear them. But whatever you do, do not let that sock show. It looks horrible when you see some of that fabric peeking out behind the loafer. It just totally kills the whole look.
Especially if you have a mean shoe and some cuff, nice summer cuff, you know, chinos. Think about that.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, you're seeing some socks showing. Horrible. Hey, one last tip, though, before we go. Since you're talking about wearing the no socks or even having just that look, guys got to really pay attention to their hygiene with this, because the last thing you want to see is some crusty ankles, man. That also, you talk about killing the look. The back of the heel, that gets a little rough. You want to make sure you're taking care of that, right, Dennis?
Yeah, that's where it starts. That's where the dryness starts. Back of the heel, a little bit below the ankle, man, and that's what's going to be exposed. Now, if that's ashy, just give up and just go with the socks, full socks. Forget the brush.
Forget the no-show. Forget the no-show. It's nothing worse than seeing a guy with crusty feet. I mean, I've seen that firsthand. It's, you know, you're traveling, you're out. You look down and your buddy's like looking like an alligator or a snake shedding its skin. And it's a big turn off for the ladies. It just is bad hygiene. You know, poor show by any guy who's very crusty, very ashy. That's something you have to be aware of, especially in these hot summer months. Man, you don't want to get caught looking like you know, you have snake skin.
Maintenance is the key. If you do it twice a week, before you go to bed, just take care of your shoes. You know, put a baby oil or just rub it in nicely, man. It's gonna help a lot, trust me. You're just gonna start getting used to it, and drink a lot of water.
Oh, that's another great tip. Yep, drink a lot of water. One thing that I use, and a lot of people will probably laugh, but you can use olive oil on your skin too, and it really softens it up. And it's not like you have to sit there and lather yourself up like after every bath and every shower and before you go to bed or anything like that. You don't have to wear special socks. But what we're saying is just pay attention to it, especially right before you go out. Get the back of that heel, because all of us have seen it. Even on ladies, you look down and you see the back of a lady's heel and it's all gray and crusty and it looks hard as a rock. Man, that's a huge turnoff, male or female.
Yeah, that's lift feet, you know, bold suit, it's not gonna look as good, man. And tassel loafers, just think about that combo. You don't wanna let it go to waste just because you couldn't lotion your heel.
Yeah, man, these are great tips. I mean, it's summertime. We're trying to give you guys stuff that you actually can use. So if people want to see you in action, Dennis, you've always got the loafer game going. How do they do that?
Shoot me on Instagram, Dennis_Styles. All right, guys. Hope to see some of the slick, no-show socks or no socks at all looks on Instagram. So stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to put up a poll about that and see who wins. Let's do it.
And now it's time for this week's segment of the Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is the Gentleman's News.
Guys, welcome back to the interview segment of the show. And this is perhaps my favorite part of the show, where we get to talk to an entrepreneur that's really doing things. And hopefully these segments are inspiring you. I have a feeling this one definitely will. Today we have on the line Jason Grad, CEO of Bestow. And you'll find out what that is in just a minute. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad you can make it on. Happy to connect with you. We had a mutual friend, like you said, man, this guy, Jordan, he's everywhere. And he made this connection. I'm glad he can make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, now why don't you go ahead and let us know what Bestow is for those that aren't informed.
Yeah, absolutely. Bestow provides fundraising suites for nonprofits, faith-based organizations, and politicians to raise money. And we're originally known for both our signature branded mobile apps that nonprofits and other fundraising organizations can easily build their own mobile apps with us, and also for our spare change roundup feature that allows people to round up spare change and send it to charity and other fundraising organizations as they go about their day.
Oh, that's nice. You know, I use that spare change roundup for my own personal gain. You know, just an easy way to save money. But the fact that you can use that and send it to a charitable organization, that's pretty genius.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we already have a number. Where are you going to donate your spare change with us?
Now, that's a good question. I've got to think about that, but let's go with that, because I'm thinking if I have a charity in mind, do they have to be a Bestow user, or can I just designate that I want my spare change to go to them?
Yeah, so we have an arm of the company that actually provides a lot of our tools for free. So you can go ahead and sign up for a Bestow branded version, and then you can donate to any charity. We have a charitable arm of the company called Cheerful Giving, and you can donate to any charity through that branded application as well. And then we work with nonprofits, and we provide them an entire fundraising suite when we partner together, and can even build them their own branded solutions, like it's on their domain. And in the case of the mobile app, you know, we have organizations that come on, they just want to fundraise specifically for their own organization and engage with their members and use the branding to really tell their story.
Oh, that's beautiful. So there's a lot of different options. You know, I was wondering, is this something that a small organization can use? Because there's a lot of people that have nonprofits and they're not quote unquote large scale, you know, and they're always looking for opportunities. I know my kids are in after school programs with the charitable organization, and could they use something like this? I would love to tell them about it if it is possible.
100%. Our mission here is to democratize giving and make it seamless for donors and make fundraising available for all nonprofits, from small to large. So even if it's a nonprofit that's just starting out, they don't even have a fundraising business, we can provide them with the tools to get that ramped up. And they can always come back, and we want to see them grow and come back and say, cool, now we have a need for working together with some of your other products, because we got to ramp up our fundraising now.
That's awesome. It sounds like giving back is really something that's important to you. I'm curious, why are you so passionate about giving back to charity, and how did you get involved with this business?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, I grew up in a single parent household, and so we always were passed down the values. So I thank my mom for that, of giving back and helping people. It's just a part of what we did in our family throughout our lives, because it always seemed like really the most important thing we could do in the world, and an embodiment of what we want to see in other people too. So for that, I always want to take a stand for giving back to people without expectation as a way of promoting this kind of pay it forward to everyone in the world. And the other thing is, after that, I was at my corporate gig. I worked at Yelp. In addition to my job there, I took on a leadership position with their foundation. And so I was helping put together events to get more money from Yelp to nonprofit organizations. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge happened at that time. I saw that there was a huge movement of people that want to give, and a lot of them were millennials, and there weren't many tools where millennials were. I didn't see many simple and beautifully designed mobile-first products that could engage with them in ways that they're used to engaging with nearly every other business out there.
Man, that sounds awesome. So did you decide to go ahead and leave your corporate job and start this company? Was that the idea, or did this start as a hobby?
It started as a fact-finding mission and working after hours. And it grew, and it seemed like the right thing to do. So after a few months of testing things out, I left my cushy corporate job to run Bisto full-time.
Man, that's pretty amazing. A lot of people that listen to this show would love to do something like that. You know, they feel that they have a larger purpose in life, and, you know, working 9 to 5 in a cubicle or something like that isn't really what they're passionate about. So what advice would you give to those that are looking to make that transition, and maybe some things that they need to be aware of that could kind of help them out as they're on this journey to transition?
I believe that people think there's a choice where you can either do business and make money, or you can help people, and that these are mutually exclusive paths to take in your life. So my message is that there are plenty of ways to build or be part of a business where core values are a big part of that job, or that company is about giving back, about providing value back to whether it's other businesses or individual customers and clients, or giving back to the community with nonprofits or any other type of organization.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, one thing that popped into my head, there's a lot of people that are skeptical of online apps, and you know, they want to know, well, if I sign up for a service like this, how do I know my funds are going to the charity that I'm designating it to? You know, how does the process work? Just kind of put people's minds at ease about the process. I've had the opportunity to see the website. It looks great, and it kind of explains, but go ahead and just lay that out for us.
Sure. There are a couple ways. If you donate to a nonprofit that hasn't specifically enrolled in our partner dashboard, which there's a free tier of, so any nonprofit can do that, then we work with the Donor Advised Fund. The sole purpose of the Donor Advised Fund is to write checks to nonprofits that people donate to. If a nonprofit has signed up for our platform, they sign up with their bank account, and we send money directly to them.
Man, it's that simple, huh? I mean, it seems like this is just such a perfect idea, an easy way to give back for those of us that want to do something positive. It's almost a no-brainer. I had this opportunity to see you guys partner with Pencils with Promise, Greenpeace, all kinds of different organizations. So if there's one that you don't have in mind, you can just go on your app, it looks like, and just pick one that kind of speaks to you.
You can donate pretty much anywhere you want. It's over 1 million 501c3s on our platform you can donate to. the organizations are some of the ones that are receiving money from our donors, you know, and then other organizations we're working with are starting to work with Goodwill Orange County, working with Utah Food Bank, one of the largest food banks in the U.S., working with Limpopo Research Foundation. These are kind of brand partners where you'll start to see Esto creating branded products for them. And so you asked about the feedback loop. By signing up for their platforms, you're getting news and reports directly from them through our applications. So not only can you make donations, but you can receive info and updates about what your donations are doing.
Man, that's awesome too. Definitely love this, what you have going on, because a lot of us, you know, want to give back, and sometimes we don't know how, but taking all the hard work out of it, all the guesswork out of it, where people can just go on Bestow, sign up, pick a charity. And you said there's over a million different ones on there, or was it?
Yeah, there's over a million on the Bestow branded platform.
Man, I honestly didn't I wasn't under the impression there was that many to choose from. So no doubt, like we had talked about, from big to small, whatever your interest may be, there is a charity out there that all of us can give back to. Isn't that correct?
There is 100% an organization that is aligned with whatever you care about.
Man, that is awesome. I'd like to ask, what's been one of the most rewarding stories or experiences that you've had since running this company? Because this has to be a feel-good job on a daily basis, but just kind of relate to us one of those really strong wins that you guys have had.
Every time we see new organizations receive donations is a huge win. Or get email from people saying that they've received money from us and weren't expecting to. Working with smaller organizations like Brighter Children and watching them grow. And any time there's a nonprofit win is a feel-good moment here, because it's always a reminder of why we do what we do.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Just the fact that you get up every day, go to a job where you're making a difference, has got to feel totally awesome. And for those of us that aren't in that position, but we'd still like to give back, let us know the website and also your social media so we can have the same feeling too by being able to donate to a nonprofit or charity of our choice. Let us know how we can keep in touch with you.
Yeah, we're available at bestow.com, BSTOW.com. We post updates and feel-good stories on Facebook every day, so feel free to check out our page there. And even if you're not in a position to donate, the little things that we do to help people around us make a much larger impact in the world than you think. You can help, and it's going to be enough.
Hey, Jason, we really appreciate that. Everybody, go sign up for this. I mean, I think all of us can round up our spare change, and by doing that, it really adds up, and we can make a big difference collectively. So, Jason, thank you for your time on The Life of a Gentleman. We certainly tip our hat to you, and we look forward to keeping in touch and wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for another edition of the podcast. So glad you could join us. What I want to do before we close out is ask you a favor. If you could you please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? Now, the reason we ask that every week is because if you subscribe, what's going to happen is you will get a new episode delivered to your mobile device every Monday, so you can keep in touch with the show and you won't miss an episode. Also, it's doing us a favor by helping us spread the word about the podcast and help us find new listeners and build this tribe and community of guys that are really interested in fashion, business, and the lifestyle of being a gentleman. It will literally take about 30 seconds of your time, and we'd be so appreciative if you could do that for us. Also, speaking of appreciation, want to send a special thank you to our guest, Jason from Bestow App. Everybody check them out on Instagram. They have a really cool page. They're up over 20,000 followers. You will love it. And if you have a heart and you want to give to whatever charity it may be, trust me, they can make it happen for you. He's very open to talking with people, so just reach out, get in touch, and see how you can make a difference in the lives of those in your community or something that's near and dear to your heart. Also, a special thank you to Dennis Stiles once again for coming through, talking about how to go sockless. You know, it's something that the ladies pull off a lot. They pull it off very well, and a lot of guys are hesitant to do so. But now, after this episode, I think everybody should have the courage to step out and go sockless. And if you still don't want to go sockless, you know what you can do? You can always wear those no-show socks. Just make sure you get the right brand and something that's going to stay on your feet. There's nothing more annoying than walking down the street and having to continuously fix that sock. But hopefully, you got some value out of this episode, and we look forward to you coming back next week. And let me tell you, next week we have a very, very special episode. And guys, we're ramping up. We're getting close to our 100th episode, so stay tuned. We are going to have a major, major giveaway. And if you want to get in touch with the show, as always, you have a show idea or you want to be a guest on the show, just reach out at Gentlemen's Podcast on Instagram. Until next time, guys, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.